Okay, here we are with our pre-show for the 25th. Had a lot of big response. My fucking neck. Had a lot of big response from people. We had a lot of big response from people because of our showing of Them, the movie. And people were saying, what a great movie. The acting's good, you know, and the plot's interesting. I think everybody did the best job they could with such a dumb plot, but they got some quality actors. James Whitmore, Edmund Gwenn, James Arness, Joan Weldon did a great job there, and, you know, some people in support, like, who was the cat in support? The guy that played Daniel Boone. God damn it, Fess Parker in support. Olin Williams in support. You know, there were some good actors, but it's about giant ants, and these fucking ants, I mean, you know, compared to the special effects of today, pretty stupid looking. So people saying, what a great movie. I think it sort of holds up, but kind of doesn't. You know, this is the very end when Edmund Gwenn is giving the long speech about man and what we've unleashed, you know, and the horrors, and these ants are burning in this pit. I don't know, man. But you know what? It was fun to do. We were going to do Village of the Damned, but the audio on it was just for shit. We got to find a better print of that because the audio was underwater like that. You know, hello, this is Dr. Bram, you know. Okay, so thank you for that. Let's go ahead and take a look here at what we're doing today. 25th of July, right? So I got all the major shit in my life out of the way for the month of July. I got one more thing I got to do, and then August arrives, and the only thing I have to do in the month of August is get my car squared away. But the lease is up on my car, and I got into this massive fucking argument with Jackie, which seems like we argue about every goddamn fucking chicken shit thing now these days. There isn't a motherfucking thing that I do in my life that she doesn't just go, no, wait a minute, don't you think? So we had a big argument about that, whether you should lease or whether you should buy. And, you know, I've been leasing since I bought cars my whole fucking life, and I watched the goddamn value of them go right through the fucking toilet. And I watched myself get nickel and dime to death, you know, getting them repaired. And I watched myself sell the motherfuckers, if I could sell them at all, at a massive loss. So when I finally could afford to start leasing cars, I did. Every 3 fucking years I get a new car, because you're making a car payment every month of your goddamn life until the day you fucking die. Unless, yes, you're one of these folks that I held onto it. It's got 160,000 miles, and you can sink all that fucking money into repairing it. Good for you, you know. So I started leasing cars, and I leased a new car every 3-4 years, and that's what I've been doing since around 2001, for the last 21 motherfucking years. But now into my life comes this new woman. She's got a better idea. What's that, Phil? Buy a car. I've never done that before. What's that? What are we doing? We're looking for the goddamn website. Phil Hendry Show website. So anyway, I'm glad you liked the movie. We'll try and take another run at Village of the Damned this next Saturday. This fucking summer, has sucked ass. I hope you're having a good summer. My summer's been a piece of shit, number one. Number two, it's going really fast. It's kind of like the joke that Woody Allen tells in Annie Hall, which is the food here is really shitty and such small portions, you know. He's actually quoting two old ladies talking to each other, and it's an old joke. But anyway, you get my point, you know. This summer has been a piece of shit, and it's gone by far too fast. It really has been just a nothing fucking summer. Okay, what are we going to do, man? 2021, July 25th. I think we probably worked that, haven't we? Have I even started recording? Yes, I have. 1, 2. And this TriCaster, I started recording it on Friday night. Then the TriCaster didn't record, so I went ahead and I repurposed another film. And then on Saturday morning, after I had deleted a bunch of files and rebooted the computer, I said, fuck, let's try this again. So I messaged my guys. I said, I want to try this one more time. Can I get a file? And they said, yeah. So then I did it again Saturday fucking morning at about 9:30. That's when we produced that, like hours before we posted on the website. And, you know, it's a pretty good, you know, axiom, you know, reboot, man, when you have a problem. Because this fucker's been temperamental, and it may still be. But I had a lot of files in a saved folder, and I got rid of those. And I went ahead and rebooted this bitch, even though I was worried because the last time I rebooted it, it gave me all of these weird blue screen messages that just freaked me out. But everything seemed to go very swimmingly, you know. As Adam likes to say, my techie says, well, maybe it just got pissed at you, meaning the computer. Okay, so 2021. Lord have mercy. July. I'm telling you, man. We got a new cat. I got a cat as a friend for Thunder. And it's a foster cat. You know, I'm fostering this cat. And I thought, well, this would be good because Thunder could use a friend. Well, two problems. The girlfriend hates cats. I didn't know that she was, I knew she was allergic to them. I didn't know she didn't even like them. When she's actually going to be landing out here is anybody's fucking guess, but she doesn't like cats. And number two, Thunder ain't exactly all crazy about this little thing. She's a little beautiful calico female cat, few weeks old. I got one name. I was going to name her Rocket because but I thought that's kind of lame. So I'm still thinking. Then I thought about just calling her Agnes, which that's not bad. What's the date tomorrow? 25th. It's Olympic Moments Softball Live from Tokyo. Okay, we did that already. Phil talks about moving to Sierra Madre. Shit. Our coverage of the Olympics tonight with Coach Vernon Dozier turning a flamethrower on NBC's coverage. That ought to be good. 30 Days of Bob Dew, or 30 Days of Bobby Dew with Steve Dooley and others. Pilot Art Griego is giving a flying lesson when the plane runs out of fuel. Now, that's probably, that would be hysterical if it's a repeat, though. I think it's probably a repeat. And plus, the other thing that happened is this goddamned TriCaster is opening up files. Okay, now let me see. All right, it's a beautiful thing, man. So you watching any of the Olympics? Welcome to our pre-show for watch this.
Find out what...
Oh, cool.
Two hands me on this show in months. In fact, it used to be, Phil, I was on a lot. Now, I'm hardly on at all.
Yeah, no wonder you sit there and sound like the thing from the Black Lagoon.
I sound like the thing from the Black Lagoon, do I? And what does that sound like?
That's exactly what you're doing. Art, it's really distracting. I'm not making a big thing.
This is not the mortal coil.
Good morning and good night, and welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast.
Remember this?
The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're
Remember when this goddamn promo
now
was
let's
on?
Let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast.
T-Pain, it's a podcast? Well, it sort of is because it was on the air and then it was off the air.
We get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about.
And what happened to this one?
Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Phil Hendry here for the World Famous Phil Hendry Show website, the World Famous Phil Hendry Show merch store, the World Famous... Yeah, threw them away, but, you know, we did them, and we got them. We did them, and we got them, man, on our website. And we also have a lot of
All right, so this is a
interviews
promo.
We've done for radio and TV.
That's going.
Things like that. We have okay, the TV pilots that we ready, shot. One for NBC. We did one for Fox. At least we, you know, tried to. Yeah, they didn't think much of them, did they? Well, we got them on our website, so you can take a look at them. All of that and more at philhendryshow.com. Just check it out at philhendryshow.com. And while you're there, get a backstage pass subscription for a month or for a year. That way you're looped in, you're linked in, you're groovy. It's, you know.
And tonight, of course, we had the chat. It's the Phil Hendry Show chat. You can sit down and chat. And relax with your favorite beverage and chat. Yeah.
Shit. Does he have to do all... Yes, he does. I like him doing that. All right. And remember, everyone, tune into the chat tonight.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That doesn't bother me.
That doesn't bother you?
No, it doesn't. I like doing it.
Yeah, all right. That bugs me.
Well, the way you do it, Margaret, yeah, it does.
Oh, see, right there. See, that's the prejudice against women as opposed to what that over there does.
All right, yeah.
I'm telling you...
Wait a minute. Are we all done?
Well, are we done?
Yes, we are.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Get that backstage pass today.
Boom. Okay. And I think the level is good on that. Okay.
So what else is happening? Yeah, that's it, man. I mean, like, you know, just a really shitty fucking summer. Going by too fast. Boy, that fucking colonoscopy I had, man. I was hung over from that motherfucker for 24 hours. They really hit you up with the juice, Jack. And did I tell you? As I was being put under, I told myself, I'm going to concentrate on the very moment that I slip into unconsciousness. I want to take note of it, you know? So I'm laying there and I see the guy, the anesthetologist, kind of with a big ass fucking tube, and they just inject it right into the, like an IV tube that you have, right? And I was looking at it. And I was going, I want to see just right when I felt. And then I felt the room begin to kind of go up and down like you're on a ship. It was very pleasant. Felt really good. And then I heard, you're in recovery, Mr. Hendry. Literally. That's what happened. I didn't see. I didn't. It's nothing. All of a sudden, I hear this woman. Hi, Mr. Hendry. You're in recovery. Whether I had said something to her to make her say that, I don't know. Whether she knew the specific time that I was actually coming out of the anesthesia, I don't know.
whether she was laughing at something that I might have been doing, like going, I don't know. But it went from me going, ah, the room is starting to go up. You're in recovery, Mr. Henry. The fuck? You know, that's the kind of shit that I, you know, do. Okay, so it's time to rock this. Art pilot Art Grego is giving a flying lesson when the plane runs out of fuel. Plus, R.C. Collins is having a contest. Win a date with R.C. Ha, 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 ha. Really? Can't wait for this one. Here we go.